Hey everyone, welcome to this quick demo of, well, I suppose we could call this yet another game inspired by Crazy Party. This one is called Side Party. Sorry, that is S-I-D-E Party. I can't speak. My stutter drives me crazy. Anyway, this is made by Mason. This is basically, think of this like an endless version of Crazy Party. Each level incorporates various mechanics from the adventure mode of Crazy Party, where you're playing all those tiny games and you have different things that you have to do. So let me go ahead and run this now. I should say this game is free. It's available on macOS as well as Windows. And there's my email going off. I should really close Thunderbird, shouldn't Audacity. I? Yeah, let's do that.
Side party one.
So I'm going to run the file here.
Side party 0.62.
Now if I down arrow.
Play P. Practice area A. View scoreboard V. Clear high score C. Game setup G. Learn game sounds L. Side party has been run a total of 5,977 times. S. Exit T.
So you have all the clicks and things like that.
Play P.
Pressing home takes you to the top of the menu.
Exit T.
Pressing end will take you to the bottom.
Play P. Practice
area. Practice area. This just lets you practice a specific mechanic. So if I go in here,
select an area, enemy E.
This is a standard level with standard things that you have to take out using your sword.
Door D.
These are doors, either doors that open by themselves or require you to push a button and then get through before they close.
Bonus B.
Bonuses, I think these are just levels with a bunch of bonus objects.
Electricity E.
Electrical currents, which if you remember from Crazy Party, or if you haven't played Crazy Party, these will turn on and off, and if they're on when you're walking into them, you'll get zapped.
Plank P.
Planks, you have to take planks from a pile and use them to close up a chasm.
Bouncing B.
Bouncing, this is basically where the ground is causing you to bounce constantly. Basically, you're jumping and you can't control it, so you have to move when you're in the air.
Launcher L.
Launchers, I think these are like cannons. They will shoot cannonballs that you have to dodge.
Currency.
Currents. I thought this was the same as electricity. Oh, actually, I think these are, they come at you, and if they hit the ground where you are, I believe you get zapped.
Eels.
These are basically you're in the water, and you have to avoid eels.
Polar bear P.
And polar bears are the same type of thing, except it's a different type of creature.
Side party main. Practice view scoreboard V.
You can look at the scoreboards. I'm not going to bother messing with that.
Clear high score C.
You can clear your high score.
Game setup G. Learn game sounds L.
Let's look at
game setup menu.
Game
disable
setup.
HRTF.
This stuff lets you turn off different effects. I don't know if this game supports HRTF or not. But it's in here. Basically, that's the thing that I believe adds reverb and puts sounds all around you in 3D instead of just putting them in stereo.
Disable reverb D. Disable reverb D.
Oh, actually, no, I guess that's... Yeah, okay, so there's two different things. There's HRTF and reverb.
Disable auto checking for updates D.
I would leave that on.
Disable asking to exit D. Disable status pop-ups after a few levels D.
You may want to turn this off, especially if it gets very, very, very bothersome. I would probably turn this off, but I'm going to keep it on to demonstrate. And that's it. So I'm going to press escape.
Side party, quick views, clear, game set, learn game sounds, L.
Let's take a quick look at the game sounds, and then I will actually play around, and you can see how this goes.
Learn game sounds menu. Press up and down arrows to hear descriptions of sounds. Press enter to preview the sound. Press escape to exit. The game is about to begin. The game begins.
Excuse me.
You can go up Y. You can go down Y. You are approaching an edge. Fall height sound for an edge, played in addition to the approaching edge sound. Fall height sound for an edge, played in addition to the approaching edge sound. This sound will decrease in pitch the higher the fall F. One step away from electricity O. Run into a wall R. You or an enemy dies Y. You get hit Y. Item I. Pick up an item P. Teleporter to go to the next level T. You teleport to the next level Y. You get an extra life Y. Door D. Door switch D. You press a door switch Y. Door timer D. Electricity E. Stack of planks S. Plank taken from stack P. Plank placed over hole P. Hole completely covered H. Cannon C. Cannon is about to launch a cannonball C. Cannon launches a cannonball C. Cannonball C. Cannonball hits you C. Cannonball explodes C. Coconut tree C.
Now, the characters it's speaking, like if I press the letter C.
Coconut is thrown C. Coconut lands C. Coconut tree C.
These let you navigate the menu quicker.
Cannonball. Coconut tree C. Coconut is thrown C. Coconut lands C. Mosquito M. You are hit by a mosquito Y. Wasp W. You are hit by a wasp Y. Rat B. You are hit by a rat R. You are hit by a rat Y. Walking bomb W. You are hit by a walking bomb Y. Walking bomb fuse W. Zombie Z. You are hit by a zombie Y. Troll T. Robot R. You are hit by a robot. Current C. You are hit by a current. Elk E. You are hit by an elk Y. Ant A. You are hit by an ant Y. Electric eel E. You are hit by an electric eel. Jellyfish J. You are hit by a jellyfish Y. Polar bear P. You are hit by a polar bear Y. Go back G.
And those are all the sounds.
Side party.
So, like I said, if you've played Crazy Party, those are all pretty much the same sounds that are used there.
Play P.
So let's go ahead and play a quick round here.
Select your difficulty.
There are difficulties. The higher difficulties introduce new things quicker, and I believe the levels are harder. I think, like, the traps do more damage and things like that.
Easy E, medium M, insane. Your high score, 277 I.
Yeah, so just for the sake of demo purposes, let's show you insane. So before I get started, let's talk about some keys. This is a 2D game, so you primarily move from the left side to the right side of the board. Left arrow walks left, right arrow walks right. Pressing down arrow will make you climb down if there's a way to climb down. Pressing up will either climb up if you can or jump. Pressing F will use your sword and press buttons and things like that. It's basically the key that you use to interact with things. Pressing L will tell you your level. Pressing S is your score. T is your total time. X is your coordinates. I think those are the main ones. So let's go.
Level 1.
So here we are here.
11 sword damage.
Some damage for my sword.
15 health.
Oh yeah, and pressing H.
115 horsepower.
We'll check your health. That's the portal. I'm just going to walk through here. Now, this is what I was talking about in terms of turning off these pop-ups. So if I press an arrow key.
Here are your stats so far. Level 2, with 50 points. Game length, 13 seconds. Total interactables spawned, 2. Total entities spawned, 0. Board length, 25. Number of areas on the board, 1. Total items spawned, 7. Total areas unlocked, 5.
So that's the kind of reports that you'll get every once in a while. I think on higher difficulties, you get those more often, so just be aware of those. And yeah, as you'll be able to tell, as I continue to play, the board will get bigger, it'll get more complicated, and basically the idea is to try to survive as long as you can. I believe at every 10 levels you get an extra life. So yeah. Now, this is a lava. Now, I'm bouncing too, so this makes it a bit tricky. So, let me see. Let me try. Now I press the right arrow quickly to get past that. When I was in the air, there's some bats. Just pressing the letter. Pressing the letter F to get rid of those. Another portal. There's a way to go up here. Oh yeah, and pressing the space bar is an alternative method to jumping. So if you prefer that, you can do that. Now, here we go, let's cross that.
Feel your stats so far. Level 4.
I'm on level 4. There's some bonuses here.
4 jump time. 2 speed factor. Speed factor.
Alright, here's some planks. Pressing F.
You have enough planks.
Now if I walk here.
You have enough planks. Game over. You fell into a pit of type dot level 4 with 247 points. Game length, 1 minute, 43 seconds.
Okay, so you can't press F to place planks. You press enter when you're close enough, which is a little confusing.
Would you like to try it? No. Yes, watch. Level 1.
Let's try this again. So here's a door. So I'm going to push this button. I got to run through here. Get that one. No, don't fly. Ah. There you go. Alright, here's some. Here. Now. I just crossed that. It's a chasm.
Game over. Would you like to know in? Yep, level 1.
I didn't time that right. Let's try this one more time. Whoa. Yep. Down here. Grab some planks by pressing F.
You have enough planks.
If you try to press it again, it says that I have too many of them.
You can't use a plank here.
So now these tones.
You can't use a plank here.
Tell you that you're getting closer to an edge. And if I press enter, it either tells me I'm too.
You can't use a plank here.
Yeah, it either tells me that or. If I walk to the right. Yep. Let's grab some more planks.
You haven't. You can't.
Some more planks. We need to get some more over here.
You haven't.
Here. go. Cannon. We gotta be careful. And jump over that.
You have enough planks.
Now the good thing is the plank container is a place for the cannonball to hit. So if I stay behind this thing,
you can't.
This is a big gap.
You can't use a plank here.
Okay, I think we got a steps here. There's a button. Yep, and I can hear the door is off to my right. So push the door. You hear the clicks that tell you the timer's running on the door. Here we go.
Level 5.
I'm on level 5. There we go. That's a coconut tree that will drop coconuts. We gotta get past that. There we go. Jump past it. Now it's a rock. If I walk towards it,
rock,
which gives us a great chance to show you how these things work. So you do have an inventory. So if I tab,
rock one, plank five, rock one.
Let's press enter and toss the rock at the troll. Oop, and yep, that got rid of it. Now we can go over here.
Healing stats, 18 health. Speed factor. 18 points.
For some more points.
13 health.
So speed factor, I believe it reduces the negative effects of walking on certain things. Like if you're in water, you can't move as quickly. And those things are rocks that are falling, and occasionally you can pick them up, but it's not happening right now.
You have enough planks.
Okay, I got planks.
Plank 5.
Okay, so I had to tab over to the planks and press the enter key on them. I'm gonna get some more.
Level 6. You have enough planks. You can't use a plank here. You can't use a plank here.
Let's go down. There's a bunch of bats here. Some more rocks.
Rock 1.
Let's try. Jump and hold the right arrow to cross that. There's a zombie.
Rock.
Get that rock.
Plank 5, rock 1. You have enough. Plank 5. You can't.
There's a rock somewhere, but I can't get to it right now.
You haven't.
Oh!
Plank 5, plank 5.
I just wasted that rock because I didn't tab over to the plank. Okay. Yeah. Jump over those pits. Rock.
18 health. Rock.
Rock and some health.
149 horsepower. Rock. 1. Plank. 2.
2 speed factor. Team health. Club health.
And I'm actually doing pretty good, considering. Oh, that must be a current. So if that touches me, I'm gonna get zapped.
Rock.
Get some rocks here.
Level 7.
Level 8.
Rock 3, plank 5.
I got some rocks.
Game over. You fell into a pit of type dot level 8 with 552 points. Game length 7 minutes 16 seconds.
And that was me not paying attention, and I walked right into that pit without trying to cover it with planks. So now the game's over. Let's press enter.
You have a new high score for insane.
And
you have a new
press
high.
Enter again.
Would you like to post the score? Yeah, no in. Yes, why? Your position is 25, which means you've beaten Desperado's score of 537 by 15 points. Congratulations. Would you like to try again? No in. Side party main menu. Exit. Side party win.
So,
Audacity.
That gives you a good idea of what this game is about. Let me make sure I'm still recording.
Recording.
Yes, I am. Okay. And yeah, so that's a, you know, it's a decent little time waster. I wish there was some background sounds to the environments, because it's pretty bland. But yeah, that's the game. And you know, you can see how far you can make it. But anyway, that's going to do it for me for this demo. If you have any questions, comments, of course, let me know. Bye.